We are flying high, creating a complaint-free world, and thank you for being part of our complaint-free world. Good morning, everybody. Glad you are here. We are glad to be with you as well. Teddy's actually in the other room because we still having an issue with the dog barking, and Teddy wants to respond. So sorry about that, but you get me. So hopefully that'll be enough for you. So I'm very glad that you are here with me this morning. Thank you to those of you who are here for the very first time. And thank you to those of you who have brought them here for the very first time. If you're here for the first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. Please like my page if you would. Please like facebook.com/Will Bowen. And for those of you who are here, regular or new, be sure and share today's Jumpstart so that we continue to build this positive environment, this great community of people who are sharing hope and inspiration every single day with people around the world. So be sure and join us every day. We are live every morning at 8:30 a.m. on Facebook. And then, of course, you can go to willbowen.com/blog, and we will be happy to email you a synopsis as well as the video link for every single day's Jumpstart. So thank you to those of you who share this. Thank you to those of you who are here with me today and here with me for the very first time. Be sure and check in. Let us know where you are, what's going on in your life so that we can share that experience with you. And then when I conclude, I always invite you to check out. So it's just like a hotel. Check in when you get here. Tell us where you are. Tell us what the weather is. Tell us your favorite food. Tell us your favorite color. Whatever. Blue is mine, by the way. My favorite food. Anyway, today I want to jumpstart. Today we're going to jumpstart what I call Jerry Z. Now, there's a man that I knew named Jerry Zwozek. This was years ago. But to this day, I still think about him such that when I'm sitting here wanting to share positive and hopeful inspiration with you, this guy comes to mind. Let me tell you a little bit about Jerry. My wife, Gail, and my daughter, Lee, and I moved to Holden, Missouri in 2001. Now, Holden, Missouri is so far out in the sticks that our zip code was EIEIO, okay? Bada bang. Anyway, when we moved in, it is a small town, very small town. And we had this house on 12 acres. Now, we were able to get a home and 12 acres for around $100,000. So that should give you an idea of this little town. When we moved in, we didn't know anybody. We wanted to meet people and we wanted to connect. We wanted to get to know our neighbors. The very first person who showed up was Jerry. Now, I honestly don't know if Jerry's still around. I haven't talked to him in about 15 years, but when we moved in, it was so great because Jerry, who works as a custodian and a handyman for the school district, Jerry just showed up and introduced himself. And I remember this goofy smile. His smile was so big, it seemed artificial, you know? And yet I never saw Jerry without that smile. One day, I was out cutting the grass, which used to take me, you ready for this, 6 hours every weekend. In addition to working full-time and going to school full-time, I was cutting my own grass because I didn't have any money. I was in ministerial school, for crying out loud. And so I was cutting my grass. It took me about 6 hours every weekend. And I certainly did not cut the entire 12 acres. I only cut a couple of acres, the ones that we use. But still, it took me a long time. Well, Jerry and his son shared a riding lawnmower. Jerry lived just to the south of us. His son lived just to the north of us by a few blocks. So every weekend, you would see Jerry and or his son going one direction or the other with the mower, either Jerry taking the mower back to his son's or having walked over to his son's and gotten the mower, brought it over and cut his own grass. Well, one day I was cutting the grass and I was in this big square patch out south of my office. And as you do with grass, when you're cutting grass on a mower, you go in a, you know, like this. You can either go back and forth or you can go, I like to go in a box and then bring your, come in so the box gets a little smaller and the box gets a little smaller and the box gets a little smaller until you just finally go zip, zip, and that space is done, right? I used to find grass cutting very cathartic and I would I had a Discman back then, a Sony Discman, and I would listen to usually books, audio audiobooks on tape. That's what I've always done, or on disc. So that's what I've always done. So I'm sitting there and I am cutting the grass and I'm doing this little square and I'm going like this. And I come around and I'm like, okay, well, all of a sudden my swath of grass has gotten twice as big. In other words, if I'm cutting a path this wide, it is now gotten this wide. And so I just keep cutting, but I'm like, wow, has my mower somehow doubled in size? And so I just keep going, listening to my video, and I cut, and I notice as I come around again that the swath of grass has not gotten one mower's width cut, it has gotten two mowers width cut. And I'm thinking, how in the world is this happening? And finally, this has gone on for probably 10 or 15 minutes. I look over my shoulder and I look back there. Jerry was in the process of taking his lawnmower over to his son's house. And as he did, he saw me cutting the corner there, which he was going to have to turn on the street, but I was cutting the grass on the corner. And he just zipped in right behind me and had been cutting my grass with me for about the last 10 minutes with a big, 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 goofy smile on his face. And you know what? That was Jerry. That was Jerry. Now, if I was taking my mower to my son's house or something like that, and I saw my neighbor cutting their grass, I might have waved. It never would have occurred to me to pull in behind them and help them cut their grass. But that's Jerry. I want to invite you to jumpstart your inner Jerry. Jerry spent his life just giving himself away as a gift to other people. And I think that's what explains the big goofy grin that was always on Jerry's face. Like I said, money was really tight when I was in ministerial school. And I had to learn to fix and do things I never thought possible. This house that we bought was 106 years old when we bought it. We were able to sell it. And the couple who bought it lived in it a couple of years, but then when they moved out, because we heated the house with wood. Wow, there was no central heat, no central air conditioning. We put window air conditionings in the units, in the bedrooms and in the house. But the couple who bought the house, when they were ready to sell it, they literally could find no one who was interested in buying it. And the last I heard, the house was completely dilapidated and just crashing in on itself. So here I was trying to maintain this 106-year-old house, barely knowing which end of a hammer to hold. And I noticed one day that it was pouring rain on our front porch. Our front porch roof had finally given up the ghost, and there was a big old hole, and water was pouring through and ruining the furniture and ruining the wood. So I waited a few weeks, and then I went. Now, this is before YouTube, so I couldn't have looked up how to put a new roof on. But I went and I bought shingles and I brought a razor knife and I bought nails, and I climbed up there and I was doing my level best to do it. And then I heard this voice, and it was Jerry. He was down on the ground. What you doing? I said, well, I'm trying to fix this roof. You ever fixed a roof before? Nope. Next thing I know, Jerry's at the top of the ladder. Well, how's it going? And I explained to him how it was going. He said, well, you're doing a really good job, which meant I was doing it terribly. And I was. I was really doing it totally wrong. But Jerry wasn't going to say that. So Jerry's gone from walking by my house to asking me a question, to climbing the ladder, to continuing the conversation, to the next thing I know, Jerry is on the roof next to me, and he is teaching me how to re-roof a house. Now, Jerry could have been back at his place playing with his goats. He had goats that he loved, and he even had a llama. Jerry could have been watching TV or helping his wife, Pat. Or he could have been doing one of lots and lots of things. But Jerry had climbed up on my roof to help me figure out how to fix my roof. And sure enough, there comes his son in a truck driving by. and his son sees his dad on the neighbor's roof and pulls over. Dad, what you doing? And the son comes up on the roof, and before I know it, I am standing on the ground, and the two of them are laughing and having a great time fixing my roof while I hand them nails and supplies. And what an amazing person. Just giving, giving, giving. The story that I tell about Jerry, though, that's truly amazing, is that one day he was out cutting a tree. His wife was at work. Jerry was cutting a tree with a chainsaw, and the tree fell against another tree. It didn't fall completely, so Jerry went over to kind of cut it some more, and when he did, the tree fell on him. The tree crushed him. You have to read my book to read the entire story, but Jerry was trapped underneath this tree in a frozen Missouri winter with it crushing him for close to 15 hours before his family found him. He recovered completely. It was a slow recovery. His back was crushed. His legs were crushed. But Jerry never lost that big goofy grin. You know why? Because even then, Jerry's life was about other people, about making other people happy. The people who are unhappy in this world, and I can tell you, having been one of them for many, many years, are the people who are obsessed about themselves. What's in it for me? What can I get? The people who are happiest in this world are the people like Jerry, who are focused on what can I give? Not about being rich, but what can I give? What can I do for other people? And every little opportunity he saw, from cutting the grass to helping me fix the roof, Jerry would help me. And he did it all the time. I remember we needed to put up a new fence, and Jerry hooked an auger up to his tractor. And whereas I would have stood out there for weekends, probably months, using a post hole digger, Jerry came out and in an hour drilled every single hole for us. And you know how much we paid him? Nothing. If we would have paid Jerry, we would have offended Jerry. Jerry was there to give. So I invite you to look at areas in your life where you can give to other people. If you're feeling that your life is not the way you would like it to be, stop putting the focus on yourself and start putting the focus on others. Figure out ways to help other people. Do things, big and small, as often as you can for other people. Hold doors for people. Help people. Carry things for people. It'll make you feel good. Probably the most selfish thing you can do is to live your life like my friend Jerry, giving it away to other people. Why? Because you're the one who becomes happy in the process. So how about it? Do you know people like this who are consumed with giving to other people? Celebrate them by sharing their names today, and let us celebrate them just like I'm telling you about my friend Jerry. More importantly, work to become a person like this. Work to become a person who spends your life by giving it away. You know, when you have money, you can either spend it or you can give it away. Well, giving your life away gives it purpose. And you do that when you help other people. So find ways today, big and small, that you can help other people. People are waiting to hear from you and have you help them. And you're the one who feels better. You want a big goofy grin like Jerry? Act like Jerry. Today, give your life away. And enjoy today. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more complaining people, their lives are changing, we're flying high.